Dear Dr. Fingers, last month you told us about abstract nouns. Please, could you help me learn which preposition goes with which noun? For example, the preposition to is used with the noun access. But how do I know this? Yours, carbon emissions. Dear carbon emissions, thank you very much for your email. Of course, I would be delighted to help you with your question. As we saw last month, an abstract noun is a noun that often refers to a quality, a state, a concept, or a feeling, things that don't have any physical existence. For example, relevance. This report has no relevance to us. Remedy. There's no real remedy for a common cold. As you rightly point out, many of these abstract nouns have prepositions that go with them. However, the bad news is that there are no rules concerning which preposition goes with which noun. So, you'll just have to learn them as fixed phrases. Here are a few abstract nouns that usually have the preposition to after them. Access to. They don't have access to these classified files. Addiction to. This substance creates an addiction to other drugs. Alternative to. There's no alternative to this solution. Answer to. There's no answer to this problem. Damage to. There wasn't much damage to the car. Exception to. We will make an exception to that rule. Contribution to. They made a contribution to the fund. Devotion to. They show great devotion to their leader. Immunity to. They don't have any immunity to this disease. Resistance to. There was some resistance to the change. Solution to. There's a solution to this problem. Witness to. He was a witness to the crime. Sequel to. This film is a sequel to another one. Introduction to. There was no introduction to the book. Well, carbon emissions, I really hope my explanations have helped you. Yours, Dr. Fingers.